Hornby Center for Recreation.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Both teams obviously getting their first looks. Neither team got into the AA tournament last year. Huron is the number three overall seed, but failed to get out of the district. So they're going to come in feeling like they have something to prove. Watertown also was ranked number one at times last year, but failed to get out of the region. So both teams would like to get a trip back, but it starts tonight here in early December. Both teams have a key player out with an injury, and we'll talk about that coming up as well. Pre-game report, we'll talk with both coaches, Tim Buttenhagen, along with Brian Norberg. Those interviews coming up after this Big D's timeout on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Stop in for a free insurance review at Pearson Anderson Insurance, handling insurance needs for auto, home, farm, business, and life. It only makes good sense for you to call Farmers Union Insurance Agent Pearson Anderson in Huron. Pearson Anderson offers the benefit of a company doing business in rural America for over 50 years that stand by the slogan, Insuring a Brighter Tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Here's Scott Report on the Watertown Arrows as they host our Huron Tigers to open up this brand new season of boys basketball. Brian Norberg, head coach of Watertown. And Brian, after a couple of weeks in the gym here, I'm sure everybody's just happy to see where they're at and see a team with a different color uniform on.
Yeah, a lot of people ask around town, you know, are you ready for your game? And as a coach, I think most coaches are not ready for the first game, but the players definitely are. I know we have a long ways to go to really be game ready, but we have 13 practices under our belt. The kids are definitely ready. They're tired of beating at each other. But as a coach, you're a little leery of, you know, I'd prefer two more weeks of practice, but we don't get that. But it's good to see kind of where you stand right now.
Talk about this team, how they're made up. It looks like you're a little bigger than you've been in the past few years.
Well, we're healthy. Sometimes you look at a roster, it's a little misleading. Tonight, we can only play two guys that are over 6 foot comfortably. And then after that, there may be another 6'5 kid that might get in the game, but it's no varsity experience. And then we have Brent Schulte, who's 6'4, 6'5. He's hurt. He's a kid that started last year for us and is hurt right now. So we have a couple, you know, we're 6'4, 6'5 to start with, but we get a little thin up front after that. So then we get back into we're a little small again.
Talk about this team. Who's going to be your leaders out there? I know the Gower kid has played some big minutes over the years.
Yeah, you know, Alex has been around since his freshman year. He's gotten a lot of time the last 2 years. As a senior, he needs to take that next step up to be that senior leader along with another good senior class with him. Just solid. You know, as sophomores, we had these guys all split up all over the place with JV, sophomore, varsity. And I said all along, I thought they were going to be a solid group of seniors, and we have six of them. And I've really been pleased with their attitudes and leadership leading up to our first game. Now the popcorn's popping tonight, and you find out a little bit more about kids. But we have, again, nice balance where you have six seniors and the rest juniors. We haven't moved any sophomores or freshmen anywhere. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad. It means we don't have that superstar stud in the farm system right now, but we have a lot of good balance and good players that are solid and doing what we asked them to do. Alex has got to be a leader for us, and then we got some other guys that played some varsity time but need to take it to that next level.
Talk about some of the things you're going to try and do here, at least for this first game.
Well, you know, we've been talking about our identity. Our mainstay's got to be on the defensive end of rebounding the ball, and we really got to take care of it this year better than in the past. We just don't have that margin for error on the offensive end. I think by February you can talk to me, and I'll have a little bit different view maybe of our team. it may be worse than it is now. I better be careful, but I think we're a work in progress. The good news is we're balanced, but that's the bad news too. We don't have that go-to guy to make a play. You know, Huron's got Evers, they got the Bush kid who's a stud. When Hines gets back, they and the Corkout kids are so good, but they have guys to turn to make a play. And a lot of times, you know, teams play good defense. Coach Bud is going to have these boys playing defense tonight. It comes down to some kids got to make plays. And in the past, we've had some playmakers to make plays, and it's probably been the difference in games with Huron, win or lose, for us or them. And this year, we got to kind of find that, and I think it's going to be by committee. On any given night, it could be a different kid.
You know, and he kind of touched on it there, but what do you expect out of Huron? Obviously, you don't know what Watertown's going to do, more or less what Huron's going to do.
I'm honest when I say this. I don't just go on and sugarcoat things with every coach. I just respect what Coach Budnagan does with the Huron program so much. I mean, these kids play hard. They play. They're always a great defensive team. They're always going to be tough. And then offensively, they're always going to share the ball and just play really good basketball. And you can't focus on any one thing to beat them because they do so many things so well. And that's a tribute to him. He's been there a long time and at it, but he comes with that fire and energy all the time. And his kids play that. I think the kids take on the personality of their coach for sure in a lot of cases, and Huron's no different. I think it's definitely the case. And I just expect them to be very balanced as well. And they got some really good guard play. And the Evers kid, you know, he must have got locked in the weight room in the offseason. He's a lot thicker. And I know how talented the Bush kid is. I just think they're really talented, maybe more so offensively for sure than they were last year.
And just to wrap things up, I think I said this to you last year too when we opened up the season. Should know a lot more about these Arrows about 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, you know, in that first game, then you kind of go back to the drawing board. That first game's a great unknown. It's just a great unknown, and I've been through enough of them now where I've often been surprised by my team, good or bad, and tonight will probably be no different. Hopefully it's on the positive end of it for us, and either way, it's a long season. This is just the opener, and we'll hopefully learn something from tonight. I know we will, but you try to learn with some wins next to those learning situations. So it's exciting to get going, get underway, and I don't know what here. I think Huron has, you know, Brandon tomorrow. We wait till Thursday to head down to O'Gorman, another great test down there.
Brian Norberg, head coach of Watertown. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
This Tiger Moment, Girls Track. In 1983, Melanie Sunding became the only Tiger athlete to win four events in a state track meet. She won the 100, 200, and 400 meter dashes, also was a part of the 4x400 meter relay. Three-time champions include Heather Seeler in 1998, won the 100 meter run and also helped with the 800 and medley relays. And in 2000, Corey Vining won the 100 and 300 meter hurdles and was a part of the 4x200 meter relay team.
Life is made up of moments, and some of those moments need to be captured in a special way. Tom and Stephanie Glanzer at Lake House Productions have a passion for capturing those moments forever. New babies, senior pictures, engagements and weddings, updating that family picture over the fireplace, or any other reason you want to capture the moment, Lake House will be there. Our studio on the top floor events building is expanding in 2016, so that means we have even more room to take care of you and your photography and video needs. Email us at lakehouseproductions@yahoo.com or go to our website at lakehouseproductions.com.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Now we talk with Huron Tiger coach Tim Budnagan, brought to you by Autobody Clinic. Tigers opening the season on the road tonight in Watertown to play the Arrows. And, coach, after time in the open gym and then the about a week and a half of practice here, I'm sure the kids, if not the coach, are ready just to play somebody else.
Yeah, I know the kids are, but the coaches, and we have a lot of stuff to cover yet, and we just We haven't even scratched the surface, but it's time for a game for the kids. You know, that way we can get back into practice, make sure we can correct the errors that we see, and now they'll see them once we play some games. But we just got a lot of stuff yet to cover in practice, and again, we'll get better as the year goes on.
Well, you come into this game, and I really didn't even think about it until I started looking at the roster with Hyland Hines out and probably out till the new year. We have one guy, Ty Evers, that has started a game for the Tigers heading into tonight.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing is Cole and Clay got a lot. They got a lot of playing time last year. We got Parker in at some crucial times last year in some games. So we're going to rely heavily on those four guys to begin with because of their playing time experience. Obviously, Kobe, you know, he didn't get any playing time or very few minutes last year at the varsity level. So he's going to have to get used to the pace, get used to focusing, sitting in a stance for 32 minutes. But, you know, I think we got a good mixture of seniors with Landon and Sam coming off the bench. And I just think that we got a really good mixture of guys. And now it's just, can we put them in the right spot to be successful?
Well, you mentioned Kobe Bush starting as a freshman. We haven't done that very often in the past 15, 20 years, but the kid is a physical specimen, but then you also have to look back starting in Watertown tonight 2 years ago, what, playing seventh grade ball?
Yeah, he was. You know, but he's a basketball player, and he's one of the better guys that we have. So he deserves the playing time that he's earned. So we just got to get him some experience. We know that he's going to struggle a little bit throughout the year, just because he's young, and then he's been more athletic than everybody. Now it's a big stepping stone when you're not as athletic as you know some of the guys that you're going to be guarding. Now what do you do, or how do you compensate? So it'll be interesting to see him tonight, how he comes out. But I'm telling you, he can shoot it. He can put it down on the ground. He can pass it really well. He's going to be a good player for us.
We'll talk about what you expect out of this team, I guess, at least here early on. I know you mentioned earlier in the week, want to get up and down. We want to push it, maybe not too much unlike that 08 team with that Buddenhagen kid playing in the backcourt.
Yeah, with Logan and DeJordo and, you know, Jay Salter, Dominic Williams. Our big guy was Terrell, you know, a sophomore. Elliot Smith. I mean, we just go down the line. We had those, you know, 5'10", 5'11 type kids. And then we just spread the court and we pushed it. You know, if we didn't shoot the ball really well from the outside, it was a long night for us. But if we stroked them, you know, then it was a good night. This team is much like that, I think. We're going to have to shoot the ball well from the outside, but we got a little bit more speed, I think, with this team, where we can run a little bit more. And, you know, we don't have a sophomore as our only post player. We got a couple seniors down there that can do the job and give us some leadership. So I think, you know, this team can be young. It can be exciting. I think it's going to be different than what we've seen in the past. We're not going to be a slug them out five-on-five team. We got to take advantage of the numbers and keep pushing the ball and keep wearing teams down until fourth quarter.
Now, we say this for this first game of the season. You don't know what the Tigers are going to do, more or less what Watertown's going to do, but Watertown might have a little different team this year. They're maybe bigger than they've been in past years, but they don't have that Davis. They don't have that Heiser. They don't have that gun out there this year.
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of nice for us because those guys really, you really had to pay attention to those guys, and sometimes you overcompensated for them and then left other guys open. So tonight we're going to, you know, we're going to come out man-to-man. We're going to try to keep guys out of the paint, either by, you know, the ball getting in there with a pass or on penetration. We're going to pack line everything that's in front of the free throw line, and then once the ball gets below the free throw line, we're going to try to keep it to one side and keep their offense predictable. So hopefully defensively that's a simple enough plan that our guys grasp that, because we didn't have a scouting report. We don't know anything that Watertown is going to do. We just got to work on the basics and get better. The main thing is communicate. That's one thing our junior class has got to get better with, is communication. The seniors kind of got it figured out, but we'll see tonight.
And wrapping up with this, I said the same thing to Coach Norberg. Hopefully you know more about what you got here about 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, we will, because we'll see some of those guys in varsity action. Now, a lot of our guys haven't played, especially the guys coming off the bench. We'll know a little bit more what they can do, what they feel comfortable with. get the nerves out, and then I think they'll just settle down and be who they are. And that's the biggest key for us. We just need to be who we are, and that's got to be good enough tonight.
Tim Budnick, head coach of the Tigers, again brought to you by Auto Body Clinic. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
The Auto Body Clinic.
Hey, do you know someone who could use a vehicle to get them back on their feet? Well, at the Auto Body Clinic, along with other body shops around the nation, they're giving away a car to someone in the community. To nominate someone, please go to www.HuronAutoBodyClinic.com. Click on the Wheels to Prosper link for more information or an application. Let's help someone in need in the community.
The Auto Body Clinic.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork. That working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports, Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get them, Tigers.
It can happen anytime, anywhere. Door-to-door sales scams, identity theft, debt collection, or even as simple as a swipe of your credit card. Know the law and your rights before you get caught up in an unwanted situation. The Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection has made it easy for you to be prepared with their new website, consumer.sd.gov. They keep you up to date on the latest consumer alerts and laws and resources available to you, the consumer. Check out the Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection website today, consumer.sd.gov.
Meet the Tigers is brought to you by Pearson Anderson Farmers Union Insurance of Huron.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Clay Corco, number 10, senior guard.
Howard Hines, number 12, senior guard.
Lennon Clays, number 14, senior forward.
Number 20, senior guard.
Jake Smith, number 22, junior guard.
Kobe Bush, 24, freshman guard.
Nolan Weigel, number 30, guard.
Sean Flannery, number 32, junior guard.
Isaac Carr, number 34, junior guard.
Ty Evers, number 40, senior forward.
Alex Hill, number 42, junior guard.
Sam Kretschmar, number 44, senior post.
Dawson Diddy, number 50, post, junior.
Parker DeGene, number 52, senior forward.
Josue Castaneda, number 54, junior guard.
Blake Cruz, number 54, sophomore forward.
Tanner Evers, number 54, sophomore forward.
Meet the Tigers has been brought to you by Pearson Anderson Farmers Union Insurance of Huron. Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening, everyone. Back here at the Watertown Arena, it's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock here on KOKK in Huron. Season opener here for the Tigers of Huron, the Arrows of Watertown. Starters for Watertown first off, Tyler Fairchild, a 5'8 senior. Alex Gower, a 6-foot senior, probably has the most experience in the starting lineup. Max Sonny, a 6'4 junior. Trey Schmidt, a 6-foot senior. Spencer Wagey, a 6'4 senior. Brian Norberg back as head coach of Watertown. For the Huron Tigers, they'll start Clay Corco, 6-foot senior. Cole Corco, 6'1 senior. Kobe Bush, 6'4 freshman. Ty Evers, a 6'5 senior. Parker DeGene, a 6'3 senior. Tim Buttenhagen starting his 16th year as head coach of the Huron Tigers. As I said at the top, each team has a key player out, a starter out for Huron. We all know the story with Hyland Hines, who was injured in the final regular season football game, broke the arm. It is hoped he'll be back in time for January 1st, but he will sit out the month of December. Kind of the same story for Watertown and Brent Schulte, a big man, 6'4 senior. He's got a bad back that also goes back to football, and most likely he is out till at least the first of the year. So Both teams will work through those key injuries here in December. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, Eric Donut, Paul Rosell, Doug Rusink will call the game tonight. They are backed by the Attorney General's Office and are the law on the court here tonight. Good crowd here, as you would expect, in Watertown. Huron sporting new black road jerseys this year, black with orange numbers and letters and orange and white trim. Huron will be coming towards me and Watertown away from me for the first half as I have the end zone seat, much as I do at the Huron Arena. Watertown wearing their own white with purple numbers and letters, gold and purple trim. Evers will jump against Wagey as we are ready to get this brand new season of Huron Tiger Boys basketball underway. Tip controlled by the Tigers. Parker DeGene gives back to Cole Corco. There's Bush on the right elbow. Coming towards me, looks like a straight man defense by Watertown. Bush pulls up, corner of the lane jumper, back of the iron, no good. Trey Schmidt has the rebound. Straight man defense for Huron as well to open things up. Gower hands it off to Fairchild on the left wing. Bounce pass on the baseline to Sonny. Back up top, Fairchild. Left side, open three for Gower is short. Long rebound right back to Gower. Gives to Wagey. Right side, open three is no good. And Clay Corco has the rebound. Schmidt missed on that second three. There's the drive, and hitting the floor is DeGene. He was fouled. You're on a run the out-of-bounds play right below me, right in front of the Watertown student body. Sonny with the foul. That's his first. Inbounds for Clay Corco. Gives to twin brother Cole. He'll drive. Cole baseline, 10-footer, can't get the shot off. Evers on the right elbow. Gives back to Clay Corco. Clay dumps it in baseline to Bush. Kick out to DeGene. Right back to Bush. Low post. Turn around from 10. No good. Rebound tipped out. And Evers controls. Open three for Corco. Clay, no good. Battle for the rebound. And Bush comes out with it again. Tigers crashing the offensive boards. Just need to hit a shot here. On the baseline, Bush fires it baseline to Corco, and he'll go up with a wild shot. I think it was partially blocked. Huron starts 0 for 4 from the field. Here's the dump inside. Wagey gets open for 2. Just beat the defense down the floor, and Watertown up 2-0. First score comes a minute and a half into the ballgame. 2-0 Watertown. Clay Corco on the right elbow gets a screen from Evers. Pull up jumper from the free throw line off the mark. Rebound Watertown. Down the floor, the ball tapped away as Watertown tried to run the floor. Corco with the steal. Here comes Bush, baseline through a double team. Off the glass, too strong, tip, no good. I think we're going to have a foul on Bush. Well, getting some good looks and nothing dropping here in the early going for the Huron Tigers. Foul on Kobe Bush, first of the game against Huron. 2-0 Watertown. We played nearly 2 minutes here of the first quarter. Huron not pressing, at least to start the game, as Gower brings up the ball, picked up at half court by Clay Corco. Bounce pass underneath, low post to Wagey, almost thrown away. Wagey backs his way in onto Gene. Kick out, open three in the corner is short. Battle for the rebound, and Clay Corco comes out with the loose ball. Fakes the three, comes right side to a Clay Corco. Here's a spin move, Bush to the hoop for two. The freshman Bush. First 2 points of the season for Huron. We're tied at 2. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Left side, Trey Schmidt. Couple of dribbles up top, Fairchild. Wing it around Gower. Low post to Wagey. He'll draw a double team. Back up top, open three off the left elbow. No good. Watertown going to the three a lot. DeGene picks the rebound. But it's stolen away by Wagey. DeGene picks up the foul. Wagey started complaining that he was fouled, even though the whistle had blown. I didn't hear the whistle. Wagey will go to the line for 2. Foul on DeGene is his first, second team. DeGene got the offensive rebound, but Wagey stripped him. 2 shots for Wagey, the big fella, left-hander. And the free throw is good. Wagey going to North Dakota State to play football next year. Huron comes in with Landon Clays, a senior. A pair of Watertown Arrows come into the game. Parker Johnston, 5'10 junior, one of the subs in for Watertown. Looks like the other is Colton McClemens, also a junior. Both free throws good for Wagey. He has all 4 points for Watertown. Watertown up 4-2. Here's some trap pressure by Watertown. Huron breaks it. Corco gives to DeGene on the right wing. Looking inside to Clays. Comes outside Evers. Evers out there with Wagey. Right side Clays. Landon goes back door. There's Evers open for three in the corner. Too strong. Rebound, and Corco able to grab it. Goes inside with the ball deflected and a foul. Hard luck foul going to go on to Gene. Corco got the rebound, but then he tried to fire it across traffic. The ball was deflected, and that kind of carried to Gene just into a bad spot, and he picked up a hard luck foul. He is second, third team, and he'll have to come off the floor. Sam Kretschmar will come in for the first time for Huron. 4:40 to go, first quarter, 4-2. Slow start here, Watertown leads. Arrows in the front court, all dressed in white. Comes up top to Gower. Dump inside, low post, kick back out Gower, right side, open three in the corner. Is no good, and on the rebound, a foul going to go on some. There's a lot of hand checking, pushing and shoving. Looks like that's going to go on Huron. It's going to go on Sam Kretschmar. That'll be the first on Sam and the fourth team on the Huron Tigers. Bush back into the game as Clay Corco comes out. So Huron with four team fouls here in the first half of the first quarter. Lob comes all the way out to McClemens. Left side Gower looking for the dump inside. New guy in there is Dylan Meek, 6'6 senior. Here's the dump, low post inside Wagey, blocked, but a foul going to go on Evers. Wagey just sealed off that low post. Evers will pick up his first. Already five team fouls on Huron, and Wagey to the line to shoot two. 4:12 to go in the first quarter. 4-2 Watertown. Wagey has all 4 points for the Arrows. Has all five as he hits the first free throw. Now 3-for-3 from the line. Well, Huron struggling shooting the ball, obviously. 1-of-7. 1-of-8 from the field. Second free throw, no good. Kretschmar grabs the rebound. 5-2 lead Watertown. Cole Corco gives the Evers on the left elbow. He'll drive, cut off by Meek, kick out in the corner. Bush for three, no good. Huron has not been able to dial in that long-distance shot. Here comes Gower into the front court. Goes into a double team, kicks back out McClemens, left side. McClemens back up top now, Gower. Gower to Wagey out on that low post, right side against Evers, backs his way in. Double-teamed, has to kick out, bounce pass Gower. He's double-teamed, back up front, swing it around. 10 seconds on the shot clock. There's Gower on the left elbow against Corco. To the free throw line, fadeaway shots way off the mark. Rebound, Wagey had to hurry at the shot clock was running out. Missed on the putback. Rebound, Bush. Corco, cross-court to Evers. Evers trying to get a back pick. Trying to post up Kretschmar. Back up top, Clays. Lob to Bush in the corner. Bush looks cross-court, one-handed grab by Evers. Nearing 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Not a lot of scoring here, 5-2 Watertown. Bush in the corner, back up top, Clays. Low post and a foul going to go on Meek. He tried to deflect the ball away from Kretschmar. Here on a run the out-of-bounds on the baseline. Clay Corco in as brother Cole goes out. Three new players in for Watertown. Back in is Sonny and Fairchild. See who the third one is. There's the drive. Step back two for Clay's. No good. Huron's getting some good looks and just can't get shots to drop. Still 5-2. Watertown Arrows haven't been much better shooting the ball. Fairchild for three. No good. Rebound and Owen. There's a whistle, but actually the ball hit the top of the basket support there out of bounds. It'll go to Huron. Checking in for Watertown, Cade Cummings. I believe his first appearance, 5'10 junior. Watertown's roster is all juniors and seniors. Cole Corco back in for Huron. Yeah, both Corcos, Clays, Bush, and Evers on the floor. Watertown again showing some trap pressure. Bounce pass back to Evers, or Corco gets through a double team, still on the dribble. Clay, now Cole Corco again, trying to get Huron into the offense. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Drive by Corco, pull up 15-footer, in and out. But the ball tapped out and controlled by Clay's. Here's the drive by Clay Corco, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, belongs to Watertown, and Huron cannot buy a basket here to open this game. I have Huron 1 of 12 from the field. Watertown up 5-2 as we near 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Arrows on the left elbow. Cross-court Fairchild thought about the three, gets it back up top to Sonny. Hand off Fairchild, low post inside to Meek, back outside. Fairchild for three, it's short. Rebound tapped and a foul number two going to go on Evers. So Huron getting some foul trouble. DeGene, now Evers, have two fouls. That is the sixth team. Watertown will have the bonus for the rest of the first half on the next Huron foul. Kretschmar will come in. Evers will come out. So Huron now a very short team. Watertown running the out-of-bounds. Comes all the way out up top to Johnston. It's off left side Fairchild. Reverse it left. Here's the drive. Oh, almost looked like it was a travel. Trey Schmidt was a little indecisive what to do with the ball. Turnover to Huron. Minute 37 to go, first quarter, and just nobody can get anything going here. 5-2 lead Watertown. Each team has hit one field goal here in the first quarter. Wagey back in for the Watertown Arrows. Huron will work against the three-quarters court pressure. Bush into the front court, almost got stripped. Comes cross court, finds Corco. He'll drive baseline. That's Clay. Here's the jumper in the paint, rolled in by Kobe Bush. He's got both buckets for Huron. It's 5-4 Watertown. With a minute 20 to go, first quarter. I'm mixing up my Corcos. I'm trying my best. Whistle away from the ball, and a foul going to go on Watertown. Somebody on the low post hooking up. See who that was on. That's going to go on Wagey. That'll be his first in the third team on the Watertown Arrows. Minute 17 to go, first quarter. Back in for Watertown is Alex Gower. Both coaches have been using the bench quite liberally here in the first 8 minutes of this game. Corco, Clays. Clays still in the backcourt, gives to Corco in the front court now. Bush, you're on a chance for their first lead of the game. They can convert on the possession, hitting 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Bush, Kretschmar comes out to the high post, bounce pass to a Cole Corco, a long three is short. Long rebound comes out, going to be grabbed by Trey Schmidt. Watertown up one with the ball, 47 seconds to go, first quarter. Ball deflected by Corco, picked up by Clays. Deflection by Cole Corco. Cole with it on the right elbow, backs it out, gives to Bush. Bush on the wing, little stutter step, comes cross court to Clays. Back up top, Bush will reset the offense. The freshman now running the point. Dribbles off to the left side, gets a screen. He'll go away from it, pull up with a 15-footer. Off glass for two. The freshman, Kobe Bush, all 6 points. And Huron leads for the first time, 6-5. 12 seconds to go, first quarter. Watertown will hold it for one. Gower out there with Corco. High post, Wagey. He'll spin in the corner. There's the open three for Fairchild, no good. Rebound Corco and gets the shot off too late. And that will end the first quarter. Low scoring game, but Huron leads 6-5. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Hi, John here at Frost, Truddles, and Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag sales event, one of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prostrolo, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
Starts the second quarter. Both teams struggling shooting the ball. We'll see if anybody can get a little stroke going here offensively. Both DeGene and Evers with two fouls apiece will start the second quarter for Huron. Watertown 1 of 11 from the field for the first quarter. And Huron 3 of 15, 20%. Watertown did get 3 out of 4 free throws in the first quarter. 6-5 Huron, Watertown ball as we start the second quarter. Gower on the right elbow, looks inside, will go baseline and forced up a shot. No good as Corco got a hand on it. Wagey able to step in and get the rebound. In the corner now, Fairchild, the ball kicked by DeGene. Will stay with Watertown. We're just underway in the second quarter, 6-5 lead Huron. Again, Watertown 1 of 11, and Huron 3 of 15 from the field in the first quarter. Arrows on the out of bounds on the baseline. Far end of the floor from me, right side. They'll go inside to Wagey, draws a double team back up top. Huron in a zone, Fairchild for 3, no good. Neither team's been able to dial in that 3 ball up the floor. Huron running, there goes DeGene, and he traveled with it. He had the breakaway, but definitely took 2.5 steps. Little eager there as he knew he had the wide open look. So Huron could have been an easy basket. Instead ends up being a turnover back to Watertown. Just underway in the second quarter, 6-5 Huron. Schmidt at the top of the key, comes left side to Sonny. Sonny trapped down there, gets it inside to Wagey. Ball nearly stripped. Wagey hard to the hoop with the left hand for 2. Wagey has all 7 points for Watertown. Kobe Bush has all 6 for Huron. It's 7-6, second quarter, and a drive and a foul going to go on Watertown. Lucky break there for Huron because looked like Cole Corco was a little out of control on that drive, but the foul is called on the Watertown Arrows. Will be an Alex Gower, his first and the fourth team. Huron will run the out-of-bounds play, triggering from in front of the Watertown student body. Bush gets it outside to Cole Corco. Back inside to Bush. 10-footer is blocked by Gower. It's going to be picked out of there by Fairchild. Down the floor on the run. Takes it in for the layup in Watertown. 2 buckets to start the second quarter. They lead 9-6. Minute and a half to go here in the first half. Another steal. Fairchild picked the pocket there as they tried to get the pass in to Evers. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Schmidt. He can't get the tap either. Rebound underneath Bush. Here comes Clay Corco. Baseline goes up with a little duck under and banks it in for 2. Clay Corco, his first bucket. Huron running the floor. Watertown's lead cut back to 1. 9-8, 6-10 to go. First half. Alex Gower on the right elbow. Brings it back up to the top of the key. Comes off left side. Open 3 is no good. And again, the ball went high off the back of the rim and hit the basket support. So Huron will get the ball back as Watertown comes in with a couple of fresh bodies back in. Colton McClemens and Parker Johnston. And again, that three-quarter trap set up here by Watertown. DeGene in the backcourt. Landon Clays back in for Huron. Clays will get it across the timeline. Off on the left elbow, back up top, Corco. That's Clay. He's the only Corco on the floor right now. Back up top, Evers. Evers trying to get the offense set. DeGene pops out on the right elbow. Looking inside, there's the cut by Evers to the hoop for 2. A little back screen, and Evers cut. Nice dish from DeGene. First bucket for Evers. Huron up 10-9. 5.5 minutes to go, first half. Bounce pass, low post. And the pull-up 15-footer, no good for Watertown. The ball deflected out and saved. No, I got a foul called on Watertown. Watertown continues to struggle shooting the ball. Colton McClemens will pick up the foul. That's his first and the fifth team. Watertown starting to catch up in that team foul category here on 6, Watertown 5. 5:18 to go here in the first half. Kretschmar back in for Huron DeGene out. Evers into the front court. He's playing with two fouls and had the ball slapped away, and they're going to give it to Watertown. Good defensive play underneath there by Watertown. I believe that was Trey Schmidt. Forces the turnover. Nearing 5 minutes to go in the first half. 10-9 Huron. Neither team shooting the ball well at all tonight. Right elbow is McClemens. Goes baseline to Sonny. Throws it away. Steal by Bush. He's coming down the floor. Bounce pass to Clays on the baseline. Back up top. Corko for three. Way off the mark, but it comes right down. Bush can't get the shot. The third try up and in by Evers. Three ties. Huron has been able to crash the boards well. Huron up 3, 12-9. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Huron's been able to rebound fairly well here. Here's the fadeaway Gower in the paint. No good. Rebound Clays. And up the floor, we're going to have a timeout. Huron Tigers, 4:18 to go in the first half. Huron 12, Watertown 9. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the Big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
Stop into Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Duit Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Duit Center store.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, Huron using a timeout. That was a full 60. Huron with the ball and a three-point lead here midway through the second quarter, 12-9. Huron up. Cole Corko on the left elbow, dribbling out there with Johnston back up top, swinging around right side to Bush. Bush on the wing. Up top, Corko. Corko looking inside. There's the cut to Bush, and he's going to be fouled trying to get to the basket. That'll be the 16 foul on Watertown. Watertown's caught up here fairly quickly. Foul will be on Sonny. That'll be his second, so both teams will be in the bonus on the next foul. DeGene back in for Huron. Loud pass comes all the way out to Clay Corko. At the key comes left side Cole Corko. Trying to post up inside to Clays. Here's the scoop shot up. It's short by Corko. And the rebound for Watertown. Decent look, and we've had some decent looks. Just both teams cannot knock down a shot with any consistency. Wagey on the baseline against DeGene. Goes underneath, powers his way up for two. Wagey has been the offense. 9 of the 11 for Watertown. Huron throws the ball away, trying to push the ball down the floor. Cole Corko is trying to hit twin brother Clay, but sailed way over his head. You're on a quick turnover, and Watertown a chance to regain the lead. A couple of scores here. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update in the first quarter. Boys, Aberdeen and Sturgis tied at 16. Halftime of girls, Harrisburg and Brandon Valley tied at 19. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Here it's 12-11 Huron. In the boys' game, girls' game going on at the arena. Up top, Watertown with a possession. Cummings back into the game. Shovels it off up top, low post. There goes to Wagey against DeGene with the left hand. No good. Offensive rebound, and Kobe Bush with a nice block of Trey Schmidt. up the floor, and we have a big collision. Down goes Parker to Gene as they're trying to get the ball up the floor. He does get back on defense, but a three for Watertown, no good. Offensive board arrows, and they miss, and the rebound underneath for Bush, and Watertown continues to struggle shooting the ball. Here comes Corco, and a blocking call going to go on Watertown, and the arrows did not like the call as Corco was kind of forcing the situation there. And we're going to get our first Huron free throws of the game. And it will be Clay Corco to the line. Clay with 2 points. He'll get two shots. Foul on Parker Johnston, his first. Norberg still pleading his case to Rusink, the official. Well, they're letting, I thought they waited until you shot a free throw before you let a sub in. In for the first time for Huron, Isaac Carr, 6'1 junior. Well, this is the bonus, that's why. I thought it was a two-shot foul. It's the bonus, 1-1, doesn't matter as Clay hits the first free throw. I thought he was in the act of shooting on that. In for the first time now, junior Jake Smith. As both Smith and Carr into the game for the first time. In for Watertown, Fairchild and Gower return on the floor. Here on back up two, 13-11. Still have a free throw pending here for Clay Corco. Second shot is good. Clay hits them both. He has four. And it's 14-11 here on with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Halftime in the girls' game in Huron, 37-17, Watertown. Kurtz Heating and Cooling, scoreboard update. Baseline, Wagey, double team, gets it back out. Fairchild for three, no good. Long rebound out to Gower. In the paint, we'll leave it to Wagey on the baseline. Kick back out, Fairchild fakes and gets called for the travel. So back comes Huron now with 2:06 to go in the first half. And Huron will try to extend this three-point lead. Up top is Bush. Huron showing a little more patience this possession. Bush off to the right. Had a screen back up top. Swinging around Smith on the right elbow. Smith inside to a Clay Corco. Puts it up with the left hand short. And the rebound, Gower. And he's going to get out of the traffic and get it up the floor. Down the middle, dish out, Fairchild for three, but they're going to wave off the shot, a foul coming beforehand. Watertown's going to get free throws. Minute 34 to go here in the first half. At the free throw line is Alex Gower. He's been scoreless here. Free throw is good. He's no longer scoreless. Fouls on Clay Corco, his first. Second shot now for Gower. He'll bounce them both in. Brings Watertown back within one at 14-13. And a minute and a half to go here in the first half. On the left elbow is Corco. That is Clay. Clay will reset the offense, try to spread it out. Evers back into the game, by the way, for Huron. Corco goes baseline, pull up 15-footer, off glass for two. Nice shot by Clay Corco. He has six. And here on up six or three again at 16-13. And off up top to Cade Cummings. Inside of a minute to go in the first half. Comes right side Fairchild. Here's the dish inside to Wagey. On the baseline, backs his way in on Evers. Goes up with the strong left hand for two. And that was just pure muscle by Spencer Wagey. As he put Evers right off the block, 16-15, Huron's lead at one with 37 seconds to go. First half, drive again, and that's going to be a charge. I can see that one coming a mile away. Charge on Cole Corco. And Watertown a chance to take the lead here with 34 seconds to go in the first half. Shot clock is off. We'll see if Watertown tries to keep it for one shot. Gower will trot the ball up. 16-15 Huron leading late in the first half. And off Cummings. Free throw line. Gives off to Fairchild. Looks like we're going to milk the clock. Fairchild to the right. Hands it off to Gower. Gets a screen. Gower backs it out. 15-14. And now we have a foul. Going to go on Huron. Just going to go on Kobe Bush trying to fight through a screen, evidently. Didn't really see what that was. Second foul on Bush, so that's a bit of a concern for Huron heading to halftime. Bush, Evers, and DeGene, the three big men, all three have two fouls. Wagey at the free throw line knocks down the first one. He's in double figures. Well, already in double figures. 11, now 12 points for Wagey. Ties it at 16. Second shot for the big lefty is good, and Watertown with a 4-0 run takes the lead, 17-16 with 14.5 seconds to go in the first half. Some pressure by Watertown, going to make Huron to work to bring the ball up. Corco in the middle to Smith. Now Corco, Clay with it, now Cole. 8.7 seconds, Cole on the drive, down the middle of the lane, takes it in for the layup, his first bucket. Gower up the floor. 35-footer off the front of the rim at the buzzer. At the half, a one-point lead here on 18, Watertown 17. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes back here to Watertown on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Grandpa!
Hey!
Why are you at the clinic?
Oh, checkup. It's important at my age, you know. And boy, am I feeling great today.
Actually, it's important for any age. Now let's take a look at that cough, Cole.
At HRMC Physicians Clinic, we help with life's little or big problems to keep you well. Regular checkups and screenings help you stay healthy longer. Schedule a checkup today.
Can I be as healthy as Grandpa?
Of course.
HRMC Physicians Clinic. The right care is right here. HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Riverview Lanes now has a new automatic scoring system transforming the bowling industry. Enjoy classic bowling plus interactive games that give traditional bowling the look and feel of video games. Try the five-frame mad games like Monster Factory, Character Factory, or Archery. Destroy your opponent's castle playing Battle on the Lanes. Take a selfie and play U-Tunes. Pizza, pop, and bowling hourly packages are available. Call Riverview Lanes at 352-0611 to reserve a lane today.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
At the half, a low-scoring, tough-shooting game for the Huron Tigers and the Watertown Arrows. Huron leading 18-17 at the half. Neither team could not get much going here as far as the game went. Huron shot the ball a little better in the second quarter. Watertown, though, was able to get themselves to the free-throw line. Basically, Spencer Wagey, and that's why we're pretty tight here and low scoring at the half. Here on 18, Watertown 17. We'll get some other scores coming up, get some halftime stats as well. That's all coming up here in our halftime report right now. It's time for our Huron Tiger halftime report.
Your
halftime report, we're going to talk gymnastics. The Huron Tiger girls off to a strong start this season. Last week on Tuesday, they opened up their season with a dual win over Brookings. Then the following Thursday, a week ago yesterday, they won a quadrangular in Pierre, included the Lady Govs along with Chamberlain and Stanley County. Julie King is back as head coach again this year for Tiger Gymnastics. Says she has good numbers in the room this year.
Yeah, we have a great number in our room again. We picked up some new seventh graders that I think will be very beneficial to our team. We've got 23 girls in the gym. Our senior leaders are Sydney Schillingstead and Deanna Little. We've got a couple juniors that are competing this year. I have one that's injured, Caitlin King and Emily Lord. Sophomores, Brittany Nelson, Sarah Christensen. Freshmen, Eric Hazell, Kathy Decker, Chloe Flowell, Katie Balcom, and J.C. Bankston. And our middle school kids, May Ott, Kaylee Koff, J.B. Katner, Abby Girls, Leah Pyle.
Tiger girls head to the Aberdeen Invitational tomorrow, although they won't field a full squad due to a couple of girls taking it off for ACT testing. We'll take a timeout and come back here in 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here at the half in Watertown here on 18, Watertown 17. Run down on the scoring for Watertown. All but 4 points have come from the big man, Spencer Wagey, 13 points. That includes a 5 of 6 effort from the free throw line. 2 points apiece, Alex Gower and Tyler Fairchild. For Huron, 6 points for Clay Corco, Colby Bush, 4 for Ty Evers, and 2 for Cole Corco. I'll get him right yet. Shooting in the first half, Huron went 8 of 25, 32%. Watertown went 5 of 27, and calculate that out, but I think that's about 17%. But again, Watertown hitting some free throws. They went 7 of 8 from the free throw line, and that's allowed them to stay close here in the first half. So again, at the half, it's 18-17 Huron. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, come back and take a look at some scores here coming up on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Remember the stormy weather this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You've got Dakota Sports.
And we're back here in Watertown. Both teams are back on the floor getting set for the second half. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Boys score at the half. Aberdeen 32, Sturgis 31. Into the third quarter, girls, Brandon Valley 33, Harrisburg 32. Halftime again at the Huron Arena and Watertown leading Huron 37-17. Lower levels tonight here in Huron. In the JV, Watertown defeated Huron 51-31. Jake Smith, Alex Hill, each had 7 points. In the sophomore game, Watertown defeated Huron 68-40. Tanner Evers with 24 for Huron. And in the freshman game, Watertown defeated Huron 45-35. Tegan Evers had 23 for Huron. In wrestling, Huron Tigers are at the Rapid City Invitational. I think they are finished for the evening. I've worked through 138 pounds. So what I know for sure, or I think I know anyway, Chip Schillingstad at 132 has reached the semifinals in Rapid City tomorrow. But again, I've kind of worked things up from 138 or up to 138. Nathan Soule is still alive, but he has a loss. Dana Huber at 120 still alive, but he did lose in the first round. So what I have on the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So we'll start the third quarter with Huron leading 18-17 over Watertown. Both teams struggling some shooting the ball in the first half. Huron shot the ball a little better in the second quarter, but they didn't get themselves to the free throw line much. We'll start the third quarter. Huron will have the ball now going away from me for the second half. And Cole Corco will get Huron into the offense. Evers steps up top of the key. Evers hands it off to Clay Corco. He'll drive down to the corner. Back up top, Evers for three. No good. Rebound. Neither team's been able to hit a three so far. Sonny has the rebound for Watertown. Fairchild has the ball deflected, tipped out by Wagey. In the corner, Schmidt back up top. And Wagey, they tried to get the lob into him, but stolen by Evers. Evers will push the ball himself, pull up, free throw line jumper is good. Evers gets the first bucket of the second half. Huron up, 20-17, Evers with the steal, then the pull-up jumper from about 10 feet in the lane. Huron 20, Watertown 17, Fairchild in the corner. Up top, there's the open three for Schmidt, no good. Rebound for Cole Corco, gives off to Clay on the right elbow. Stops, he'll step in with a 14-footer, it's good. Clay Corco has 8. And Huron, a couple of buckets here to start the second half. Biggest lead either team at 22-17 Huron with just over a minute gone in the third quarter. Gower gets Watertown into the offense. And a timeout, Watertown. 6:45 to go, third quarter, 22-17 Huron. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Burger Plus. After 5 p.m., Burger Plus turns into a steakhouse. Black Canyon Angus ribeye, sirloin steaks, and the best jumbo shrimp around, all with a choice of potato salad and Texas toast. Top your salad with a choice of homemade dressings, including their famous ED Irma's dressing. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., Burger Plus, Dakota Avenue South in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Huron with a 4-0 run here to start the second half, and it seems like we're just steamrolling here because nobody really had a run like that in the first half either team. 4 points and 2 buckets in a row in the first minute, or within a minute. In the corner, Gower goes inside. Lopo Schmidt swinging around. Good ball movement. Open three in the corner. No good. Wagey has the ball tipped away as they try to get the rebound. Picked out of there by Clay Corco. On the baseline, they tried to force it to DeGene Parker. A good job of coming out with it. Three ball, no good. That was Cole Corco on the missed three. Down the floor, ball deflected out of bounds by Cole. Watertown will keep possession. 22-17 here on leading. So we're early in the second half. Watertown gets it out to Wagey, hands it back off to Gower, who will get Watertown on the offense. Watertown was really moving the ball that last possession, but missed the open three. Up top, Gower comes down the baseline. He'll lean in. Wild shot, no good. I think Clay Corco got a piece of it. Cole Corco into the offense and threw it away. Tried to get it underneath the Evers, but he had two guys to get through, and there's the ball tipped away, and Clay Corco with the steal. He'll take the three and got it. First three for either team tonight. Clay Corco drops the three after getting the steal. Huron up 8, 25-17, nearing 5 minutes to go, or 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Three ball, Schmidt, no good. Wagey, offensive rebound. Three for Fairchild, no good. Long rebound, and Cole Corco out with it. Cross court, here's Evers. He'll lean in on the break for two. Huron goes up by 10. As it's a 9-0 run here on to start the second half. And I think Watertown turned the ball over, but they got timeout first. So what are we calling here? Yep, they are going to give Watertown the timeout instead of the turnover. 5:14 to go here in the third quarter. Here on up 10, 27-17. And we'll take a Big D's timeout here of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
9-0 run by the Huron Tigers to open the second half here, and it's a 10-point lead, 27-17 Huron. Off the timeout, we'll see. Huron still has the starters in there while Watertown is subbed in with a couple of new guys. Parker Johnson with the ball brings it up. Also in is Cade Cummings. Cummings with the ball on the right wing. Also in, Colton McClemens. Baseline, it's Wagey against DeGene. He'll go into the paint, lean in, go around DeGene. Bank shot doesn't go. Kobe Bush up high with the rebound. Here comes Huron running again. Corco to the hoop for two. Got the feed from Bush. Clay Corco with 7 points here in the third quarter. Huron up 29-17. And the run now 11-0 Huron. Left side on the baseline, it's Cummings back up top. Watertown gets into the offense. Johnson goes baseline to Sonny. Now back in the corner to Johnston. Baseline, Wagey's been all the offense Watertown's had tonight. Fake. Now left side. Nice catch over there by Sonny. In the corner, 2-1 second, and they are going to get a shot off. Shot clock violation. Great defensive look for Huron. That's going to make any coach smile when you force a shot clock violation. Watertown didn't even get the shot off. Huron ball with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Huron now leading 29-17. Cole Corco gets a screen from Evers. Comes off left. DeGene up at the top of the key. DeGene hands it off Clay Corco. Clay wants to drive. He's got a lane and tried to throw. Had the ball deflected, but came right back to him. Thank you very much, Clay Corco. Had the ball deflected, came right back to him. He got a layup out of it. Huron up 31-17. Drive by Schmidt, blocked by Evers. And saved, Bush couldn't quite save it from going out of bounds. Bush did hit it off a Watertown player, but he was out of bounds himself when he saved it in. Watertown will get another chance, but a couple of good defensive plays here by Huron here to start the second half. Arrows will inbound from the baseline. What are we doing here? Well, they're talking at the scores table about something. Now Watertown will inbound. They'll lob it out to Wagey on the right elbow. That's where you want him set up. Wagey will hand it off to Cummings. Cummings on the right wing in the corner to Schmidt. Schmidt back up top, reverse it left side. McClemon now on the baseline. There's the kick out. Wagey goes hard to the hoop and had it blocked by Bush. Saved in to Corko. Huron continues to play the strong defense. Corko pulls up, baseline or free throw line jumper no good. Clay couldn't hit there. Rebound Watertown. Was a good look on the break. Nearing 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Inside to Wagey, and a foul going to go on Bush, and Kobe will pick up his third. That's actually the first foul on either team here in the second half. Into the third quarter in at the arena, Watertown 45, Huron 30 in the girls' game. On the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron up 14 here as they've outscored Watertown 13-0 here. Open three in the corner, no good. Rebound, Evers took it away from Corko. Here comes Cole into the front court, leaves it back for Clays. Clays and Kretschmar are back in for Huron. Evers open three, left elbow, no good. Rebound tipped out and grabbed by Kretschmar. Goes back door and a dunk for Evers. Missed the three, gets the dunk. Great pass from Kretschmar, and Huron goes up 33-17. Nearing the two-minute mark here of the third quarter. Low post Wagey against Evers. Don't get over-aggressive, and the shot up and in. First bucket of the second half. Wagey with 15 of the 19 for Watertown. Watertown breaks the Huron run 16-0 as they get a bucket. Low post, there's Evers, spins around, goes by Wagey, missed the shot. Tried to get the scoop, but he is fouled, and two shots on the way for Ty Evers. Just the second time Huron's been to the free throw line tonight. And who's that foul? That foul's actually going to go on Cummings. I thought it was going to go on Wagey. And Evers short on the first free throw. Ty with 10 points. He and Clay Corko are in the double figures here. McClemens back in for Watertown. Saw somebody else check in as well. 2:04 to go, third quarter. Huron up 33-19. 15-0 run to start the second half. Second free throw is good for Evers, and Huron going to use a timeout. 34-19 Huron. 2:04 to go, third quarter. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork, that working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important, whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here in Watertown. Huron using a 30-second timeout. It is 8 o'clock on KOKK in Huron. Opening game of the season. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Huron 34, Watertown 19. Huron showing a little trap, a little half court. Here's the drive. Fairchild baseline shot up. No good. Evers made him change the shot. Outlets to Clays. Cross court. Corko. Corko feeds to Kretschmar. Lost it. Picked it up to the hoop. 4-2. Kretschmar gets into the act. His first bucket of the game. And here on up 36-19. Fairchild comes up top. Gower. Gower at the free throw line. Nice backdoor pass, but the shot partially blocked. McClemens had the shot, but it was blocked by Evers. Here comes Huron again. Corko off glass for two. Counted, he's fouled. Clay Corko having a big third quarter. 11 points in the third, 17 for the ball game. A chance for the end one here, and Huron up 38-19. Huron has outscored Watertown 20-2 here in the third quarter. Foul is on Trey Schmidt, his first, second team on Watertown. Corko completes the three-point play. 39-19 Huron. Minute 18 to go, third quarter. Gower sets it up, has Fairchild on the right elbow. Goes low post to Sani, back in the middle. Kick out, open three for Gower, no good. Rebound Kretschmer up high. Outlets to Clays, leading the break. He'll take it himself, and a blocking call. Falling down, Clays hit the shot, but the foul came well before that. And Huron will just run the out-of-bounds play underneath the basket on the far end of the floor from me. Watertown just has not been able to hit any shots at all tonight. It's only been one three-point shot between the two teams. Inbounds, DeGene has it on the left elbow, gets it up top Bush, swing it around right side, Clay Corko. Low post, Kretschmar hands it back to Corko. Nice spin move underneath the basket, but put it up short. Pretty move by Clay Corko. Watertown with the rebound. Gower finds right side, open three for Schmidt. There's the first three of the game for Watertown. Schmidt, his first bucket of the game. Down the floor, nobody guarding Kobe Bush. He'll take it in for the layup. Well, they hit the three, and while Watertown's celebrating, Huron just pushed the ball up the floor, and Bush got a layup. And Huron up 41-22, 8 points for Bush. He's trying to become the third Tiger in double figures. In the corner with the ball, Sonny. Back up top, Gower, cross court. There's another three. That one does not go for Schmidt. Rebound Clays. He's on the push up the floor. Right side, 2-1. He'll shoot at the buzzer. Got it! Was it a three? It was a three for Landon Clays to end the third quarter. We head to the fourth. Huron 44, Watertown 22. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Hi, John here at Prost Rutles in Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag sales event. One of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prost Rutles, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We head to the fourth quarter, a big third, and Huron in control now, up 44-22. Huron outscoring Watertown 26-5 in the third quarter. Watertown with the ball as we start play in the fourth quarter. Low post, there's Wagey, gets the double team, feeds back in the middle, shot up by Schmidt, got it. A foul on Huron and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Trey Schmidt cut to the basket, got a nice feed from his teammate Wagey in Watertown. If they want to make a run, they need to think about it right here. Fouls on DeGene, that'll be his third, so DeGene and Bush both have three for foul trouble for Huron. Schmidt at the line, the free throw is no good. Evers grabs the board. Huron up 20, 44-24. Long pass right side. Bush will pull it back out. Huron will set the offense with Cole Corko. Clays on the left elbow. Back up top, Evers. Evers looks high post to DeGene. DeGene, he'll take the 15-footer. It's short. Kind of force that one. Rebound for Watertown. Right side, Schmidt. He's got the hot hand right now. Baseline, leans in, gets fouled. That'll be number four on Kobe Bush. All of a sudden, Watertown coming out with a little more aggressive and attacking the basket, and Bush picks up his fourth foul. We'll get two shots here for Trey Schmidt. 5 points in the game. 6 now, and it goes back to late third, now early fourth quarter, and Watertown, they're going to make a run. It's got to come here pretty quickly. Clay Corco in as Bush goes out, as I said, picked up that fourth foul. Second shot is good as Schmidt hits them both. He's got 7 points, and they've 7 points have come here in about the last 90 seconds of play. 44-26 here on lead at 18. Overhand pass. Corco, that's Clay with it. We'll back it out. Come cross court to Cole Corco. Thought about the three. We're 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter here on up. 44-26. Screen. Here's the drive, Corco. He'll fade away with a 15-footer. Huron, not good shot selection here to start the fourth quarter, and a foul on Huron in the backcourt as well. Huron's taken two shots here in the fourth quarter, and neither one of them have been what you would want to see. Foul is going to go on Clay's. That'll be his first. Fourth team on Huron. Neither team all that close to the bonus at this point. Schmidt up top, swinging around left side. They're looking inside to Wagey. Cross court, open three. That's going to be a travel as Cummings tried to catch the ball. He put it on the floor, then shuffled his feet. The pass came low, and he touched it on the floor, and that contributed to the turnover. Huron will get the ball back. Alex Hill comes in for the first time, junior for Huron, as Evers with those three. Don't want him to pick up his fourth foul at this point. So, no, Evers staying in. It's Clay's that comes out. Watertown came in with two or three new bodies as well. Watertown going to show some pressure here again as they got to try and get some turnovers, maybe some easy baskets to get back into it. DeGene, cross court to Hill in the corner. Corco, that's Clay, will drive with the finger roll for two. Clay Corco having himself a second half, leads Huron in scoring with 19. Huron back up 20, 46-26. Low post inside to Wagey. Here's the kick out in the corner for three. Sonny, too strong. Rebound Evers. Evers had a nice night on the rebounds, and then the ball thrown away. Corco tried to save it and call timeout. Didn't get it. But Huron making not the best decisions here to start the fourth quarter. A couple of tough shot selections. There was a ball thrown away trying to get a break going. Huron still up 20, though, as we near 6 minutes to go in the ball game. 46-26 Huron. Gower, Wagey comes right side to McClemmon, and he throws the ball away, threw it behind Fairchild, out of bounds. Huron will get the ball back, and Bush with four fouls will come back in as DeGene comes out. 5:57 to go in the game, and Huron on a big third quarter has opened up a 20-point lead here, 46-26. I think the biggest lead was 22. Huron going to use a timeout. 5:53 to go in the game, 46-26 Huron. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use, even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
Stop into Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Duit Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Duit Center store.
Back to the action. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Huron using a timeout there. They have two remaining, leading by 20. We're early in the fourth quarter. Watertown going to come in with four new guys at the next whistle. Evers pops out on the baseline. He's got Wagey on him. He'll drive, go underneath the basket, kick out Hill. He'll take the three. No good. Rebound and a foul going to go on Bush. And he fouls out of the ball game. Bush was basically just trying to stay out of the way, and sometimes when you stay out of the way, you get in the way. And Kobe Bush, the freshman, will foul out of the game. He leaves, having scored 8 points. Still a lot of time left at 5:37 to go. No bonus here yet. That's the fifth team foul on Huron. So Bush has fouled out of the game. Leaves with 8 points. Huron still up 20 with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Wagey was the only guy to stay on the floor after that whistle. There's the little running one-hander. No good by Watertown and inbounds. Here's the reverse layup. It's up and in for Cummings, his first bucket of the game. There's Watertown getting an offensive rebound. Corco gives the hill in the corner. Back up top, Evers. Evers thought about the three, holding the ball to Gene at the top of the key. Back to Evers in the corner. He'll take the three. Got it. Ty Evers with the bucket, a three ball. That is the third three of the night for Huron. Huron back up 21-49-28 inside of 5 minutes to go. And a little hand check call going to go on Huron. All of a sudden, seems like they're tightening up the calls here a little bit. Final in the girls' game, Watertown 59, Huron 44. On your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Next foul on Huron puts Watertown in the bonus. That foul, last foul, was on Alex Hill. Here's the lob on the low post. Wagey against DeGene. Will back his way in. Shoot over the double team. Missed everything. Rebound on the weak side for Corco. Evers will lead the break up the floor. Stops. He'll take another three. Two in a row. Ty Evers. And Huron has their biggest lead of the game. 52-28 with 4:23 to go in the game. Huron with a big second half has taken control of this one. Watertown almost lost the ball. We'll pick it back up. Looking inside to Meek. The ball nearly a double dribble there by Trey Schmidt. Low post inside Wagey with the right-handed hook. No good. Rebound underneath. Schmidt with the putback. And Watertown going to use a timeout. 52-30 here on 4:01 to go in the game. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports KOKK.
It's a fact. Women are smarter than ever about their health care. And for women's health care, there's a smarter choice. HRMC. Now there are two experts to help you navigate the stages of life. Dr. Elise Brock and Dr. Sarah Castellanos can also provide the latest procedures and treatments for the unique health issues women face. Turn to HRMC for your women's health needs. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care, close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, Watertown a timeout. Now they're pressing full court. Corco still in the backcourt, gives it to Gene. He'll get it across the timeline as Clay's in the corner. Parker, though, just on the dribble, top of the key, left side, Clay Corco. He'll on the drive, has a lane, put it up short, might have been partially blocked. Rebound for Watertown. Up the floor comes Gower, who's back in. Again, Watertown doing a lot of platoon substitutions here in the fourth quarter. Baseline Sonny will back it out. Right wing, up top, Fairchild. Now Gower. Cross court and nearly threw it away. Nice catch over there by McClemens. Caught it on the tip. Gower back up top in the corner, Fairchild. He'll drive into the paint. Leave it back in the middle. Picked up by Gower for three. Got it. Shooter's roll for Gower. His first field goal of the game, he's got five, and Huron's lead at 19, 52-33. Bounce pass up ahead, and it gets to Clay's, back to DeGene. Inside, there's the cut, and the shot up too strong by Evers. Not sure if somebody got a piece of that or not. Looked like it was going to be a wide-open look at a layup. Watertown with the ball back, trailing by 19. Baseline, McClemens outside, three is good. Borsani, his first bucket of the game. Watertown now hitting a few outside shots. Watertown going to take a timeout. 2:42 to go. Watertown trying to climb back into it. 52-36 here on leads. We'll take a Big D's timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Need a timeout? Big D's is open for lunch Thursday through Sunday and dinner nightly. For lunch 11 to 1:30, enjoy the pasta of the day or taco salad on Thursdays and taco salad or chimichanga with chips and cheese on Fridays. Try Big D's new nightly menu items. Chili nachos, pork wings, pretzel bites, and buffalo carnitas chicken dip on ciabatta bread. Plus wings are just 70 cents every Sunday and Monday. Take a timeout and dine at Big D's Sports Bar and Grill, East Highway 14, Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
2:42 to go in the game. Watertown a little run. They pulled within 16 here at 52-36. Huron has some new guys into the game. In fact, no starters on the floor. Jake Smith in. They're going to trap on him, and he's going to be fouled on into the game for Huron. First time for Nolan Weigel. Also in for Huron, Alex Hill, Isaac Carr, Sam Kretschmar, Jake Smith. So a very small lineup in there for Huron, giving the starters a bit of a rest here. Ball comes into Weigel. Goes off right side Carr. He's on the baseline. Back to Weigel. Now Carr on the right side. That's Isaac. Only Carr left there on the boys' basketball program. Reverse it left side to Hill. Thought about the three. Huron content to use some shot clock here. Right side, it's Weigel. Goes to the high post. Kretschmar feeds back door. Back up top. Hill will take the three. Got it! Alex Hill drains the three. Huron runs most of the shot clock. Hits a three. Huron back up 19. 2 minutes to go in the game. Wagey low post. Will kick out. Open three left side for Sonny. No good. And Carr has the rebound. We have a big collision underneath the basket. And a foul going to go on who? Evidently on Jake Smith. I didn't see what happened there. And that's going to put Watertown in the bonus. So, yeah, Huron had the rebound and was going back the other way. And I guess they called a foul on Jake Smith. I did see somebody go flying underneath, but didn't see what happened there. And with that, Smith comes off the floor. And check and see who came in for Huron right now at the free throw line is Colton McClemmon. Bonus missed the free throw, and rebound Hill gets it up ahead to Carr. Baseline Sam Kretschmar. Now Weigel with the ball. Sean Flannery into the game for Huron. That's who checked in. Back up top. Reverse it right side to Weigel. Shovel it up top. Kretschmar again. Second unit for Huron is milking the clock. 10 seconds on the shot clock. And the ball knocked away from Weigel on the floor. Going to be picked up. Now knocked away, but Watertown gets control. Schmidt goes in the corner. Back up top. Three ball McClemmons is good. Colton McClemmons with a three. Watertown within 16, 55-39. Press in the backcourt, and Hill gets it up ahead. Nice catch, Kretschmar. Back in the middle, Weigel. And Huron again will be content to run some clock here. 1 minute to go in the game. Huron up 55-39. Screen set, Weigel drifts off to the right. And again, going to milk that shot clock here. Well, we're down to 15. Low post. Carr will try to back it out. Ball deflected, but Weigel comes out and gets the ball. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Lob it to Kretschmar. He'll take the jumper as a block. Kretschmar with it. Takes a three. No good, but beats the shot clock. Battle for the rebound. Watertown's going to come up with it, but an effective possession there for Huron. Open three for Wagey. No good. Rebound and knocked away, and a foul going to go on Flannery. But that was an effective possession for Huron because they got the entire shot clock down and did get two shots off of it. To the free throw line for Watertown will be Max Sonny. He'll shoot two. Flannery with the foul, his first. Free throw is no good. Doubleheader tomorrow night. Girls game at 5:15. The boys game to follow as Brandon Valley comes to the Huron Arena. We'll have both games over on 1340 KIJV, Tiger 95. Watertown girls again won the game in Huron tonight. Second free throw, no good. Missed them both. And Weigel has the rebound. Now Huron can just dribble off the clock if they choose. Weigel just walking the ball up the floor. Drifts off to the left. Watertown still playing defense. 13 seconds to go. Carr will take a three. Got it. Isaac Carr takes a three, and that should end the scoring for Huron. 4:32 seconds. Fadeaway shot blocked by Flannery, and that will end the ball game. The final score, Huron 58, Watertown 39. A big second half, the difference. A big third quarter, the difference, as the Huron Tigers open the season with a win. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes and come back with the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. 2 minute timeout on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School sports and the Tiger postgame show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, after a slow first half, Huron put things in gear in the third quarter, outscored Watertown 26-5 in that third quarter, and went on to a 58-39 victory to open the season with a win here tonight. Still working on some of my final stats, but Huron just all really took, and you could kind of see it for either team, really. If somebody was just going to be able to get a little confident, start hitting a shot or two, that was going to make a big difference for everyone. It was Huron that got things going in that third quarter. I remember, I think it was a 4-0 run in the first minute of the fourth quarter, and that just kind of got things propelled for Huron, and they went on to the victory here tonight. So here on Brandon Valley tomorrow will be a tough task tomorrow with a very tall Brandon Valley team coming in. Still want to get some of the numbers going here. We'll talk to Coach Tim Buttenhagen about this one as well. We'll continue with the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show coming up again. Here on Boys Win It, 58-39. Let's take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes here on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
The decision to have surgery is not always an easy one. But the decision where to have it is. Every day, we provide the latest technology and surgical services, modern operating and recovery suites, with an expert, highly trained medical staff. When surgery is called for, call on us. Quality surgery is never far away. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Riverview Lanes now has a new automatic scoring system transforming the bowling industry. Enjoy classic bowling plus interactive games that give traditional bowling the look and feel of video games. Try the five-frame mad games like Monster Factory, Character Factory, or Archery. Destroy your opponent's castle playing Battle on the Lanes. Take a selfie and play U-Tunes. Pizza, pop, and bowling hourly packages are available. Call Riverview Lanes at 352-0611 to reserve a lane today.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Well, let's run down the stats for this game that I have as the Huron Tigers in the second half pull away for the win. It was 18-17 at the half, then Huron a 26-5 run in the third quarter. Never looked back in the 58-39 victory for Watertown, 0-1 on the season. 15 for Spencer Wagey, but 13 of those 15 came in the first half. Huron kept him under control in the second. 9 points for Trey Schmidt. They all came late third and fourth quarter. 5 points for Alex Gower. 3 for Max Sonny and Colton McClemens. And 2 points for Tyler Fairchild and Cade Cummings. For Huron, 1-0 on the season. Clay Corkle with 19 points. And I think he had 11, if I'm counting that right. 12 points in the third quarter. 11 points in the third quarter. The pace here on 17 for Ty Evers. He had 13 in the second half. 8 points for Kobe Bush. He fouled out early in the fourth quarter. Then 3 points for Landon Clays, Isaac Carr, and Alex Hill. And 2 points for Sam Kretschmar. Shooting in the game, and this shows a lot. Watertown was 13 of 52, 25%. They were 17% shooting in the first half. Huron went 23 of 53 for 43%, but shot over 50%, 15 of 28 in the second half, and that helped propel the Huron Tigers to the victory. Didn't figure out the free throws, but Huron didn't shoot that many free throws tonight. Yeah, just 5 free throws, it looks like, for Huron. They made 4 of them, so 4 of 5. Watertown did shoot a few more. At Watertown, 9 of 13 shooting the free throws for the ball game. So again, the final here, 58-39 Huron. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We do have some other finals in for tonight. Aberdeen, Sturgis, boys. Sturgis defeats Aberdeen 63-60. I have to say I'm surprised by that. Although, first game of the year, you don't really know what everybody has either, but Sturgis does defeat Aberdeen 63-60. In girls, Brandon Valley wins in overtime over Harrisburg, 65-57. And in girls, Watertown defeated Huron, 59-44. Watertown had a 20-point lead at the half and then went on to the victory. So that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, come back and talk to Coach Tim Budnagan on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets, and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork. That working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get them, Tigers.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
And we're back here as we continue on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game as we talk with Huron Tiger coach Tim Buttenhagen. The Tigers pick up the win here tonight. Big third quarter propels them to a 58-39 win. And coach, I think the looks were good in the first half. The shots just weren't falling. I'm sure there was a certain amount of tightness for everybody on the floor, both sides, but boy, all it took was a couple of buckets there. I think Clay Corco had one, maybe both of them, to start the third quarter. That first minute, we got 4 points in a row. It just seemed like kind of took a little anchor off us.
Well, you can tell this team, you know, is explosive offensively. If we can get boards and we can get some easy steals and we can get out on the run, then we can get down to the other court and then we can get some easy hoops. Once you get a couple of easy hoops, then that makes that three-pointer that much easier to stroke. So it all starts out on the defense end. I thought we did a really nice job of rebounding, getting some steals, kicking the ball out and get some easy hoops. And then again, once we're in transition and they take away the inside, then we got guys on the outside that can knock down shots.
Yeah, you mentioned the rebounding. While things weren't going the way we wanted as far as shooting goes, we did rebound well, a lot of offensive boards. Kept possessions alive, even though even the second and third chances weren't going down either.
Right. You know, you get Parker and you get Ty, you get Kobe, you get Sam down there, and all those guys got to do is compete. And we talk about this all the time. We got to communicate. We got to compete. And if we can do that, we're gonna be successful. We're not gonna be the strongest. We're not gonna be the most talented. We're not gonna be the most gifted. But we can be the people that compete the hardest.
You said you were looking for contributions off the bench. I thought Landon Clay's played well. Sam Kretschmar had a nice run there in the third quarter because we did get in a little foul trouble with our big guys. And you said that the bench is going to have to produce.
They are. Right? At this time, you know, we thought that we could go about seven deep right now with Sam and Landon, you know, playing those seniors, because they've been through this before. They understand right now how hard you have to play. And the focus that it's going to take for 32 minutes on the defensive end, and then battling and competing. The juniors quite don't have that understanding yet, but we had to throw them in the fire tonight so that they understand, because now tomorrow night it just gets that much more difficult with Brandon coming in.
Well, I'll talk about Brandon Valley, and I assume they're started yet, but they had the doubleheader going, I believe, with Harrisburg, and the girls' game went overtime, so still don't know much about them, but maybe they get home late, and that helps. Anything helps.
Yeah, any little bit helps us tonight, but, you know, they're tall. They're going to be physical on the inside. I don't know if we're going to have a height advantage at any position. So we're going to have to scrap on defense, move like we're playing six guys, like we tried to in the beginning of the third quarter. But we got to keep scrapping. We got to keep communicating. We got to keep talking. And we got to tag somebody, go find somebody, rebound, let's kick, and let's run. So it's going to be, you know how Brandon Valley is. They're physical. They're well coached. They're going to come in hungry, ready to play. And we got to have our best game for tomorrow night.
Well, our Burger Plus Outstanding Player of the Game, we went with Clay Corco. He had 19 points. I had him for 5, 7, 9, 11, 12 points in the third quarter. That's when we broke the game open.
Well, you know, Clay goes inside out. He's got some nice moves down in the post. And we got to continue to get him down there and sit him down there and make a guard him, because he's just, I mean, so crafty down there. And then the big guys, if they help, now we pitch it out, and then both Parker and Ty, they can sit out there and they can stroke some three. So, you know, our guards got to go inside, our posts got to go outside. They got to be basketball players, and they're starting to prove that tonight.
Well, one game does not a season make, but at least you have a little feel for things now, and most importantly, some guys that haven't had a lot of varsity experience, they got themselves got the feet wet tonight, and you can move forward from here.
Makes the training worth it. You know, the last 2 weeks, you know, really busting your tail, coming to practice when you 5 in the morning or whatever, that those guys got there and shot around and did some things last week. This makes the training well worth it, and they know how hard we have to work now in order to compete. So, you know, it's good to get off on the right foot. It's good to have some success early. And you could see in the second half when we started having success, starting putting the ball in the basket on the defense end, we were pretty tenacious then.
Tim Butnick, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers win it tonight, 58-39. We'll take a final Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. Wrap it up here from Watertown on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
You've got Dakota Sports.
And we're back here in Watertown wrapping things up. The Huron Tiger boys win 58-39. Let's do a final Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update before we wrap things up here. And again, Sturgis in boys. Sturgis defeated Aberdeen. A bit of a surprise there, 63-60. In overtime girls, Brandon Valley 65, Harrisburg 57. And the girls score from the arena, Watertown 59, Huron 44. And Haven Hines had 12 points and 11 points for Shannon Kotz for the Tiger girls. JV tonight here for the boys, Watertown 51, Huron 31. Sophomore game, Watertown 68, Huron 40. And the freshman game saw Watertown win 45-35. Wrestlers out in Rapid City, I tried to go through everything as quick as I could, but I only got up through 138 pounds. If I'm reading everything right, Chip Schillingstad made the semifinals at the Rapid City Invite at 132. Nathan Soule and Danon Huber still alive, but again, all I got up to was 138 pounds, and just couldn't get through enough of the information here between breaks and stuff. So we'll have a complete rundown of everything tomorrow morning on Breakfast with the Coaches here on KOKK beginning at 8:05. Tomorrow night, it's Brandon Valley here on doubleheader, 5:15 for the girls. Boys game to follow, both games on 1340, KIJV, Tiger 95. And again, just a reminder, when we do have the home and away like tonight, the game at the arena, be it boys or girls, whatever, whoever's got the home game is always on Tiger 95 with the road game here on KOKK. And again, our Burger Plus outstanding player for tonight here for the boys was Clay Corko. So the Tigers win. That wraps up the Kurtz Heating and Cooling Scoreboard Update and our Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame. This has been Dakota Sports on KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of the Huron Tigers. Tonight's action has been brought to you by...
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan's Hangar Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, Glass and Windshield Repair and Replacement, Auto Body Clinic, Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first, and Prostralo General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Do It Center Store, Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special.